Dare Adventures of Biggles. Now that he and Colonel Summers have escaped, Bertie plans to recapture the Catalina. Unfortunately, he doesn't know that Von Stahlein, having guessed his intention, has led his men back to the yacht prior to hurrying across the island to Man O' War Bay. Nor does Bertie know that Biggles and Tom Hamance have boarded the yacht, hoping to rescue their friends. They are puzzled to find the craft deserted, and stand on deck wondering about the crook's movements. This is the moment when Von Stahlein returns. A couple of well-aimed rifle shots send the Englishman swiftly to the deck.
Don't even raise your head. We're in full view. We could crawl to the hatch. We'd be out of sight there. We'd be out of sight on the other side of the deck. Might be able to hold the yacht from there. You hit?
Oh, no, but that went mighty close. We'll have to move, Biggles.
Yes.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Tom, do you know anything about marine engines?
Well, I can handle a yacht of this size, if that's what you mean.
It is. The engine room is down the after hatch.
Yes, I saw it. It's opposite the cabin.
If you could make the engines, I could crawl along to the wheel. I think I could handle it without standing up.
Biggles, there's someone moving down on the mangroves.
He's not moving now. It'd be very unwise to try any shock tactics.
Well, they can stick to the siege tactics, though. Must have seen the flash of your revolver.
Can't see us, though. Clear about this engine room business.
I can get there all right, but I don't know what you want me to do.
Clear off with the yacht. Pinch the Vega, just as they pinched our kite.
Well, you won't be able to pull up the anchor. You'd have to stand to work the winch and you'd be seen.
That's the beauty of it, Tom. The boat isn't anchored.
What?
She's moored to the mangroves. Someone tossed a rope across to the nearest tree and tied it onto a bollard down aft. I saw it when we climbed aboard.
Yes, that's right. The nose is tilting out into the stream.
Just where we want it. If you lend me that bowie knife of yours, I'll cut the rope.
Oh, of course. Here you are. Now, when will I start the engine?
You'll have to work by instinct. If you show your head above the hatch, it's likely to be shot off.
I'll try to avoid that. You'll want speed pretty quickly, won't you?
Yes, don't waste time in the gears. We want to get away from here. Off you go, Tom.
Right. Well, good luck.
You'll do better to sprint, Tom. They can see you moving.
I will.
He's right. Now the bollard first. If I edge along quietly, they might think I'm... Blast, they're going to rush us. Almost there, too. Oh, well. Yes, you've spotted my position, you swine. Don't try any more funny business. Now the rope. Don't mind you shooting, Eric, so long as you don't try to rush aboard. Not now I'm nearly to the wheel. Yes, I think I can handle it from the deck here. Good boy, Tommy, good boy. We're off. Goodbye, Von Stahlein! See you in jail!
Should I crawl on my tummy, or is it safe to walk upright?
You can walk, Tom. We're out of sight now.
I've left her at full speed.
Is that okay?
It'll have to be.
Well, everything under control now?
More or less. But I don't like travelling at speed through this swamp country.
Oh, sandbanks, you mean?
Yes, or shoals. There's liable to be anything under the surface of the water. Usually I prefer to navigate a stretch like this as slowly as possible.
Well, we should be in open water soon, though, shouldn't we?
No idea. It's too dark to see. From memory, this inlet winds through the trees for some distance before it meets the bay.
Oh, you'll make it all right. You can see enough of the trees to steer by.
I'm not worried about it, Tom. Actually, I'm feeling very light-hearted.
Yes, it's good to be out of that mess. I thought the crooks had us cornered.
Not only that. With the yacht, we'll be able to corner them.
Oh? How do you make that out?
A little scheme I worked out while I was lying on my stomach under the wheel. We're going to recapture the plane from them.
With the yacht?
Why not? Unless Von Stahlein hits straight overland to Man O' War Bay, we should beat him to it by going around the coast.
Oh, but what about Bertie and the Colonel?
Without knowing where they are, we can't do much about them, Tom. We'll switch our attention to the plane, and then worry about the other problems.
Well, sounds a good scheme, Biggles. Will we pull right alongside the plane?
If we make it before dawn, we will. The blokes on the plane won't be suspicious, seeing the Vega approach. They'll think it's their pals coming round to visit them.
Yes, I'm feeling very light-hearted about it, Tom. This is an operation that should go without a hitch.
Oh, what the blazes is that?
Did I say without a hitch?
What's happened?
It's a sandbank. We've run fair onto a sandbank.
Oh, there she is, Colonel L. Sausage, the good old cat. By Jove, it'll be wonderful to be at the Valley Controls again.
You aren't there yet, Lissy.
Ah, but we soon will be, old trout. It's just a matter of waffling out and taking over the old kite.
We ignore the men who are guarding it, I suppose, and their bullets.
Oh, we'll have to think of some way to outwit the blighters.
Could we swim out to the plain? It isn't far from the beach.
That'd be a bit much for you, Chiefy. Particularly if there was a scrap following it.
I admit I don't relish the idea.
The darkness seems our best bet. Oh, come on, Harriet, old darling. Think up some way we can use the darkness.
I wonder if we could persuade Zorotov that we were his confederates.
Huh? A scheme hatching, old bean? That's the ticket?
Well, they'd have to be quite close to recognize us in this light, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Almost punching distance.
That's what I was thinking. We aren't armed, so we'll have to rely on our fists. If we could persuade one or both of these men to come ashore, we might be able to handle them.
That's the stoutest of stout ideas, El Sausage. But, how are we to get him to come? I mean to say, this is scarcely the bally moment for old Harriet to send across a clarion call.
You leave that confounded hunting horn where it is. No, I was thinking I could call to Zorotov.
But he'd recognize the jolly old vocal cords, or at least he'd know they weren't in bally harmony.
Well, von Stahlein has a deep voice, and so have I. I should be able to mimic him for a couple of sentences anyway.
Baked potatoes, old bean, that's brilliant! Almost up to the Lissy standard. You carol gaily across to him, and he waffles ashore in the boat. That the idea?
Then we try to overpower them, relying on the darkness to keep them from recognizing us.
It'll work. I'm absolutely bally certain of it. Mm. Now, just wait till I find a hunk of wood somewhere. Wood? To wax scones with, old bean. Yes, this should do. Right, now we're armed, Colonel. Go into your number, trill the jolly old roundelay.
Boris! Hello there! Boris!
Not exactly leaping out of their skins to answer, what? Perhaps you'd better give them an encore, old trout.
Well, they're probably asleep, although one of them surely would stay on guard.
Boris! If you can hear me, answer!
Who is that?
It is Eric. I must see you at once.
Eric, did you say? Your voice sounds strange.
It is the night air. It has given me a chill. Do not waste time with this calling. We may be overheard. Bring the boat ashore. I must see you at once.
Very well. Wait where you are.
It worked. Old Sausage, it worked like a bally dream.
Well, let's hope the remainder of the scheme works as well. We'll be tackling two armed men. That'll be dangerous.
It'll add some spice to life, old bean. We Lissies refuse to be downhearted. We're convinced that all will trundle through magnificently. Hear that? Here they come.
Yes. Can you see the boat clearly? There seems to be only one man in it.
Yes. Yes, the Negro. Dull blast, old Boris. He must be feeling canny.
Better leave the talking to me now. He's within earshot.
Why did Zorotov not come ashore?
He say you come to the plane. He think it's safer that way. Hey! You not Mr. Stahlein!
And I'm not Santa Claus! Get him, Colonel.
Yep.
I toss him ashore.
Yes, right. I have his legs.
Come on. Right. He can snooze there for a while. Now all aboard the lugger, and we'll tackle Mr. Zorotov in the kite.
He's waiting at the entrance of that blister thing.
Think he can recognize us?
Well, I don't know.
Wait! Stop that boat for a moment.
Better hold it, Lissy.
I cannot see you very well. The English! It is you!
Quick, Lissy, pull over to him.
Ah, too late, old bean.
Please, close the blister.
Yes, the blighters shut us out of the bally kite.
Ah!
With the entrance to the Catalina shut, this seems to be a stalemate. With it locked against them, can the Englishmen recapture the plane? Who will be next on the scene, von Stahlhelm or Biggles? Don't miss the excitement in the next episode of The Air Adventures of Biggles.